So the current system of elections is through the Electoral College, and it's set up so that every state decides how they award their electors. And that is in the Constitution, and that is has been the way it's been since the very beginning. The problem with the current system is that long after the founders passed away and many years after the Constitution, states went a different way and decided to award their electors by winner-take-all throughout their whole state. And once winner-take-all was introduced, we got the effect of swing states in elections. And I think everyone will understand the importance of swing states during an election. They get all of the attention. The other states are sort of known as flyover states or spectator states because they basically don't take active role in the general elections. So now, national popular vote. National popular vote would guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the most popular vote in all 50 states. It would guarantee that every vote in every state would matter for every presidential election. And I do want to point out that this is a bipartisan effort. It has support by both Democrats and Republicans, and has passed in both Democrat-controlled legislatures and in Republican-controlled legislatures.
So what is it exactly, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact?
It's actually very simple in concept. It has two main provisions. The first provision is that it would require states to add up all the votes in all 50 states in every presidential election, and the candidate with the most popular votes is awarded the electors. Pretty simple. It would take effect when states possessing a majority of the electoral vote enact national popular vote.
Is Colorado a member of the compact?
Colorado has not yet joined the compact. There are actually right now 10 states and the District of Columbia have passed national popular vote and are supporting national popular vote. Colorado was actually, interestingly, one of the first of the legislatures to have it pass in one of the chambers. We passed it back in 2006 in the Senate. We passed it again in 2007 in the Senate and in the House in 2009. But it has to pass both houses in the same year and be signed by the governor in order for it to become law in Colorado. So that's why our grassroots effort is really trying to get Colorado to join national popular vote.
What support is there for a national popular vote?
The support, and I'm going to reiterate this, is bipartisan. So it has passed right now in 10 states and the District of Columbia. It has also passed at least one legislative chamber in 23 additional states. For example, it has passed in the Oklahoma Senate, which is Republican. It has passed in the Arizona House, which is Republican. And it has passed in the Oregon House, which is Democrat, and in other states. And in fact, so far there are over 3,100 legislators across both parties who have either endorsed or supported national popular vote.
Every vote in every state should count. That's my thinking.
Yes, and that is the simplicity of this. It, in an intuitive sense, it makes sense that every vote should count, and basically that is the foundation of democracy. And the beauty of this is that the founders in the Constitution did say that the states select their electors. So through national popular vote, the states can say, hey, we are going to award our electors to whoever gets the most votes across all 50 states, and then we would have every vote equal and every vote count.
Where can people learn more?
There is a website, nationalpopularvote.com, and that website has pretty much anything you can think of to understand about National Popular Vote. It has the status in each state. It has history of the Electoral College and the Constitution. It has a bunch of data about elections, and it has answers to questions about National Popular Vote. And it also has a link to our grassroots Colorado National Popular Vote website.
For KGNU, Rosanna Longobetter. Thank you.